A 7-run sixth inning helps lead the University of Jamestown softball team to a doubleheader split with Midland. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. A 7-run sixth inning in Game 2 of Wednesday's doubleheader between the University of Jamestown and Midland helped the Jimmy softball team to a doubleheader split against the Warriors. Midland, who was receiving votes in the latest NAIA coaches poll, won Game 1 4-0 as the Jimmies didn't record a hit off of Midland ace Aaliyah Rincon until the fifth inning. Jamestown had just three hits in Game number 1, but the Jimmies bounced back in Game 2 with a 9-5 victory. Clutch hitting in key spots led the Jimmies to a victory in the second game of the doubleheader. Jamestown trailed 5-2 entering the bottom of the sixth inning. The Jimmies made it 5-3, and then a Midland error loaded the bases with nobody out. Freshman Reese Floyd delivered the game-tying RBIs on a single. Midland turned the ball back over to Rincon in Game 2, this time out of the bullpen to try and stop the bleeding, but Jamestown would come through as Mackenzie Lefevre cleared the bases with a 3-RBI double to left field. Jamestown would tack on one more run after Ali Battistoni doubled in Sydney Austin, who was the courtesy runner for Lefevre. Haley Schaefer, who came in during the sixth inning in relief, would shut the door on Midland in order in the seventh to get her sixth victory in the circle this season. The Jimmies, now 22-18 overall and 9-9 in the GPAC, travel to Aberdeen today to face Dort in another GPAC doubleheader. Jamestown returns home Saturday for the regular season finale in a doubleheader against Morningside. Game 1 on Saturday is set for a 1 p.m. first pitch. Games today are set to begin at 12 p.m. in Aberdeen. For more on your local sports anytime, head to NewsDakota.com.